Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Calling, and I so appreciate our guest today. She's been on the show once. It has been a while, and I know when she was on the show, she just brought messages that were just super crazy fabulous. Before I introduce who I have today, just want to tell you what's going on. The shows this week have been a little short because I have my daughter in from New York. We've got some happy news. She got picked up for her residency, and tomorrow we find out where. And today I have a doctor's appointment, so unfortunately the show is not going to be as long as usual. We've got an hour worth of action-packed messages and chatting, and we're going to chat right with you. And tomorrow we've got my show, Wrap Up, Your Week with Bonnie, and of course our angel, Candy Emery. She will be on with me tomorrow, and we will be talking to everything that isn't here. So I am going to tell you, I have a web page you can all go to. It's BonnieAlbersOnAir.com. You know, I'm all about Skype. I Twitter, I Facebook, I LinkedIn. I think I do everything, and if I don't do it, Candy does it. So just to let you know where you can contact me, we all do this for a living. I am so excited to introduce this next girl. She's super cool. I just adore her, and I can't wait to get messages from her. So I'm going to say hello to Tammy Jones. Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Bonnie. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, honey. I'm just so excited you're back on, and I love your bio. You read tarot cards. I say tarot. You say tarot.
Right. Right, that's how I say it. I don't think there's a wrong way to say it.
Well, you know what? I always laugh because it's either potato or patata. I'm always going to take the other way. But tarot, I love it. And I love what you say in your bio about how you use the cards. And you weren't getting the message directly from the cards, but they actually opened up your communication with above. So I know, Tammy, everyone wants to hear a little bit about you. And your bio says you started about 15. So can you kind of fill us in from there? What do you do? What your favorite gifts are? And how you recognize that you had these gifts and what you needed to do with them?
Well, right. I did start when I was about 15. I was working at an amusement park here where I live in Texas. And all of these people would be coming to me with questions, you know, wanting to know things that were going on in their lives. And for some reason, I seemed to know. And it just kind of grew from there. I didn't really do tarot cards until about 2003, around there. I'm mainly empathic and clairvoyant. But this is something I just sort of started picking up when I was 15. And it wasn't until I was about 18 that I realized not everybody could do that.
Isn't that funny? Because I'm kind of like you. I think it was when I was about 15 or 16, I realized that, you know, I always said I was talking to God, and I'm sure I was, but it was my angels, guides, and masters, and I thought everybody did it. Weren't you surprised when you
exactly.
found out that everybody couldn't, or they can?
Right, exactly.
I'm so under the belief, Tammy, that everybody can do this. It's just a matter of what vibration and where you are in this world, what you came down with and how willing you are to find it.
Right. I think everybody has some sort of gift to some extent. And, you know, it's how you're raised, you know, how you're brought up, how your parents teach you and encourage you. For instance, my grandmother, I feel, has this gift, but she was discouraged from using it. So she kind of locked it away and tucked it away and didn't ever do anything with it. But I think everybody has some sort of ability to a certain extent.
So when you use the cards, and I'm so intrigued because I have like 10 packs of cards. I love cards, but you know what? I want to tell everybody this, and this is why I'm glad that you're on, and I want to see what you have to say about it. But, you know, I've given away at least 6 or 7 decks. I kept about 8, and I got another deck. 2 of them I had given away and got back again. I was always under the impression when I realized that I didn't have to look up the card meaning, that the cards actually could speak to you, and they don't always say the same thing. That's when I really started to be able to say, hey, I like these cards. How do they talk to you, and do you get the same meaning with each card?
No, I definitely don't get the same meaning with each card. For instance, the Hierophant, many people see that as being a card of learning. Mm-hmm. But sometimes, you know, when I look at it, I can see it as being something having to do with the law, you know. So each card, it just depends on the situation and you know, the person that I'm reading for.
What's your favorite?
These messages, like you said, they don't always come directly from the cards. They come from a higher power. You know, and like you said, too, sometimes I feel I am talking to God. I mean, who's to say we're not talking to God and our
yeah.
guides and angels and such?
Well, you know what? You know what, Tammy? I'm always really, you know, I've always been the one to say I always reach for the stars and I always think I have it. So, I mean, what higher being could you possibly talk to? No matter who it was, I always thought I was talking to God.
Right.
So. that's just my higher self being higher. But I have to tell you, when I look at, you know, I had Ron Cole. Ron Cole's on the show, and he taught the major arcana here. It was really interesting because he reads so in depth of things I never even looked at in the cards, and it was incredible, his following. What's your favorite card in the deck? And why?
My favorite card? Oh, gosh, I really don't know. I guess I would have to say the Lovers because it represents so many different things. It doesn't always mean a love relationship. It can mean, you know, a family relationship, something like that. So I guess that would have to be my favorite. And then Temperance, because we all need to temper ourselves a little bit.
You know, I love that Temperance card, but you're going to have to really, because Temperance has the angel above it, right? And then something with if I remember the card, because I have two different decks, it's got the angel and the wings above it, and then it's got like a angel or something blowing a horn on the bottom, right? How is your deck?
I believe so. In my deck, it's not like that. My deck, it has the scale of justice on it.
Oh, it does. Well, I think, you know, mine doesn't. Mine just has the big horn, I think, with the two wings on either side. So maybe that's kind of like it. I have to look. I use so many different decks. I'm trying to think of what that deck is. I have it right here with me, but it's over on the other side. But I never know. Like Temperance, I always think, I don't, like when people get Temperance, I'm like, well, are they fair? Is there justice? Is the Temperance a Libra? I'm not quite sure. So give me, since it's
right,
one of your favorite cards, give me the meaning that you think, I know they're different for each spread, but what is the general gist that you see when a Temperance card comes out?
Generally, that's when someone is needing to take a couple of steps back and reassess the situation when I get that card. Like when
they're too close.
So they just need to take a couple of steps back and look at things a little bit more objectively, I guess you could say.
Well, I love that meaning. Tammy, I didn't let you do too much more about your bio, but what I also loved in it is when you said, and then I want to say a few things about our topic today, and we'll get to the phone lines. But I love when you say when psychics readings go wrong. You know, this just happened to me recently. You know, some people don't understand that we're reading energies, and energies change. And if, you know, we also have free will, we can read and we can hear from above what's going to happen. And what I liked is the example you give. I want to laugh because I don't know anybody that would do that. But I'm sure there are people out there that would put, you know, stock in something that they didn't even know and totally be disappointed. But I got to tell you, I always believe in lessons. And so when I read that, I thought, what's the lesson here? And the lesson would be, like you said at the end, be careful who you go to. So I thought that was pretty cute. And I appreciate you putting it in. For everybody, if you want to go understand what I am reading, please go to Tammy's website. And is it TammyJones.com?
Yes. Tammy-Jones.com, and that's Tammy-Jones.com.
And Tammy does this for a living, so you'll see what she does, you'll see who she is, who you're speaking with today. You'll read a little bit more about her, and then you can contact her should you want something privately. Now, this week, it's really crazy because we are talking about past lives, and what's really weird is Spirit gave this to me starting the beginning. And this is how they explained it. They said, this is a Pisces month. Pisces is behind, you know, we just left the Piscearian era and we are now in the Aquarius forward moving era. This is the month of spring, you know, our spring equinox. And we have some retrograde going on. So we're going to go to past lives. That's how they brought it to me. So we started talking about past lives. It's really crazy. And then yesterday or the day before, I find out that a very famous actress who is really big in UFOs, Shirley MacLaine, just wrote a book on past lives. And she's been doing television. She did two shows yesterday on it. But we on this show have been talking about it all month. So how do you feel about past lives, and do you see them?
I do see them, not as much lately, but I do see them. You know, that's something that I believe when we're children, you have those recurring dreams. Those I feel are past lives. I know there were five that I had when I was younger, and I believe those were my past lives. So I do strongly believe in past lives. And something that I would love to do is a past life regression to go more in depth as far as these dreams and see more a little bit about that. But
well,
sometimes it can be kind of scary, though, too, because one of my past lives, I feel I was a Mexican soldier. And so it's kind of scary when you look at that.
Oh, my goodness. Honey, then you need to listen to the show and hear what everybody else have been. I have a girl who was in every war you can think of, and she's the sweetest thing. And she was running around with knives, slitting everybody's throats. So, and then we've had, you can't even imagine the past lives, because we do past lives on the show. With Akashic Records, and in you can see it in your astrology, like Ron will read what your North and South Node is, and we see them when we're talking to clients. Do you ever see them when you're talking to clients and doing a tarot reading? Can you pick up what their past life is?
Sometimes I can. It usually depends on the subject that we're talking about. You know, if we're looking into deceased loved ones, that's a lot of times when a past life will come into play. I do see those quite often.
Do you, that is so cool. So we're talking about tarot, but do you also bring through spirit? Well, you always bring through spirit if you're doing messages, but do you actually bring messages from, like, if somebody's looking for their mother or their father, or if somebody, like with me, if they hit me, I'm going to give that message. Is that how you work?
Oh, yes, most definitely.
Oh, good. I love that because, you know, then you're a medium, just like all of us. We're going to be mediums because I love when you can bring through spirit. I think it's so important for healing for a lot of people. And I always said, and then we're going to go to the phone lines. I always said that we, the medium psychics, are your newest psychologist / psychiatrist, unless you need medication, because we're actually doing so much more healing, because so many people are grieving about if they're a past loved one, a past pet, even a past life. Because, you know, on the show, and I'm going to bring it back to past lives instead of myself, which is what I always talk about anyway, is that we heal a lot better when we can see what has been. And we're not so afraid of it when it comes out in the forefront. And I'll give you example, Tammy, just if you don't know what I'm talking about, which I probably think you do. So my dad was afraid of snakes. He has passed. But my dad was afraid of snakes, and I couldn't figure out why. I mean, deathly afraid of snakes. He's never been bitten by a snake. He lives in Philadelphia. It's not like a snake-ridden area. And it had to be from a past life. But when we looked at why, you know, he had gotten, you know, bitten, he was a soldier, and, you know, he died from a snake bite, you look at that, and then you see it and say, oh, okay, well, that's why I'm afraid of it. And the fear seems to dissipate a little bit more. So that's why I love looking at fears and phobias with past lives. And then, of course, you know, when we see somebody from a past life. Have you ever seen anybody from your past life?
Not that I know of, no. I can't really say that I have.
How about anybody that is around in your family? Do you feel like you've been around with them before?
Yes, my son's father. I felt that he and I had a past life together.
See, I love that, Tammy. And see, then you go into karmic responsibility and payback. So I just love the subject, and I know we don't have a whole lot of time today to speak on it, so we're going to go to the first caller if you're ready, unless there's any message you want to give anybody right now before we start about yourself.
No, just for them to look me up and call me and for us to discuss this more in depth, because I know we don't have a whole lot of time today on the show.
Well,
so I would love to hear from anybody.
Well, and you know what? I'd never, ever tell you to limit your messages. Messages come through. They come through in a minute. They come through in 10 minutes. So for me today, Tammy, whatever comes through, when I first started and I was on a show, they used to mute me after a minute or two. Of course, then I had
my
own show. Yeah, so give whatever you have for that person, however long it takes. We don't rush people here. So I am going to put the first person on, and you do know who this is, or you don't really know who this is, but you will. She did call you to ask if you were coming, because it was about 4 minutes, and I started thinking, maybe I had the wrong time. And Jerry in chat will tell you that sometimes I'm a little scatterbrained, not most of the time, though. So 281, I know you want to ask Tammy a question. Hi.
Hello. Hi, Tim. Hi. My name is Candy, and I am wondering, my husband is looking for a new job. Do you see anything coming soon or where we might end up?
Candy, I see something coming for him around July. This is something he's going to have to seek out. But there's also an opportunity coming during the month of May as well. The one during May does not look as lucrative. This is why I'm stressing July would be much better. But there will be something in May and something in July. But the one in May, I'm seeing it's going to have more hours but not as much money. July is more of a balance around you. I definitely see a better balance. So if he can hold off until July, that would be great. But, you know, if he can't, then go ahead, take the one in May, and then just jump ship when July comes. You know, I do feel something very good will come for him around the month of July.
Okay.
That's so nice. Do you know where it would be? What part of, are you feeling, Tammy, any part of, she's got a few states that he's interested in, because he's a very, very specific. He has a specific,
specific job.
So he was looking at he's looking a couple places in the country.
In Ohio.
I feel closer to Massachusetts. I don't want to say the Boston area, but somewhere very close to Boston, like within 100, 150 miles of the Boston area.
Okay.
Wow, you know what? I wonder if that's...
Actually, it's the one that he applied for is about 10 minutes. The other one's 15 minutes, and I'm not sure where the head office is of the other one. But all the head offices are in Massachusetts.
Okay, well, do look for that to come through, especially during the month of July.
Okay. Yeah, and wait, you didn't forget, but 150 miles. Candy, was something in Washington that you said that there was something in Baltimore or Washington.
Right.
So don't forget all those places. But that sounds great, and go ahead. You can ask about your kitty cat because I know that's what you want to ask, and then I'm going to go to 781. Go ahead.
I have a kitty cat named Percy that disappeared. Do you feel that he is around or has he crossed?
I feel that he's around. He's being taken care of by someone else, and this is someone with a little girl. I'm seeing a little girl like around the age of 7 or 8, and she's taken a very strong liking to him. But I do see that he is around, and he is being taken care of. And I feel that you're going to see him. He's not too far from where you are, and you're going to see him within the next 2 to 3 months. I feel you're going to see him.
Okay.
He may not want to come home, but this is a situation where you can approach the family and explain the situation, and I do feel that they'll let you have him back. But he is definitely being taken care of right now.
Okay.
Oh, I
Thank
love
you.
You know, Tammy, that was so good because Candy, I just muted you, so I'm sorry. But, actually, I'll unmute her. We all see him being taken care of by somebody and not really, you know, we don't know if he'll come home or not. So it is really super cool. And Candy is a clairvoyant medium herself, and you know how that goes, and we can't always read ourselves. So I appreciate it.
Exactly.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Are you ready for the next caller? The next caller.
I am
caller?
Ready, Bonnie.
Listen, I want to be your next caller, but I can't be. So probably if we don't get through everybody, and I want everybody, you know, I just want to tell you Tammy will be back, and I'm going to continue because we have such a short period of time. 781, you are on with Tammy Jones. Hi.
Hi, Tammy. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm great. My question is, I'm wondering...
Wait, we need a name. Oh, I was going to let you continue, but you know we need a name, because if I don't have a name, I can't put an energy to the person. So not that you need me, and Tammy probably doesn't need what I need, but I need a name.
Okay, my name is Trish, and I'm calling from Connecticut.
Hi, Trish. Now you can have Tammy. Go for it.
Okay. Tammy, I was wondering where you see relationship going for me, I guess, in the next 3 to 6 months.
in the next 3 to 6 months, I see a little bit of stagnation around you, especially right now, a little bit of despondency. But over the next 3 to 6 months, I see this relationship growing. I see if you're not in a relationship right now, I feel that you will be by the month of August, and that falls within the next 3 to 6 months. And I see a very strong, happy relationship. And this person that I'm seeing for you is taller, with darker skin, and he's very, very attractive. So if there is someone around you right now, I do feel that you do know who this person is. I feel that you've already met, your paths have already crossed, and I do see this deepening of a relationship within the next 3 to 6 months. But right now I'm just seeing a little bit of stagnation around you.
Is this a reconciliation?
It may be a reconciliation because there is a past connection there.
Got it. Well, that's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Oh, I love
that.
You know, yeah, thank you. You know what? I like her. Maybe I need a reading. What do you all think? You know, but you know what? I'm good at sharing, don't you think, Trish? I am good at sharing.
You are definitely good at sharing. Your guests prove that every week.
Thank you. I love you. You stay on. But, hey, good luck, because you know what? It's just around the corner. And I always say, there's a good saying, be careful what you wish for. It might come true. So remember that. That's
okay.
What's coming through.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Oh, my goodness. 519, you are on with Tammy Jones. Hi.
Hi, darling. It's me. God bless
Hi.
You.
Hi. Oh, is this Karen?
Yes, it is, Bonnie.
Hi.
How are
you? I'm so happy. Tammy, Karen calls in. She's one of the sweetest souls. I can feel her aura. And I just love, I don't ever know when she's calling in, but when she calls in and I hear her voice, I just get so happy. So, Karen, I'm going to introduce you to Tammy. Tammy, this is Karen.
Hi, Karen. It's lovely to meet you. It's lovely to meet you, too. Thank you for taking my call.
Now,
What would you like to look at today, sweetie?
You're just speechless. You're just speechless. I can hear it, Karen. It was like, okay, I'm waiting for the question. I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, Karen doesn't have a question. Isn't that lovely? We could just speak. That's all. We could talk about past lives. Okay.
Well, I am curious. You know what? Just go if the past life comes up, because that's, you know, that's always fascinating. I did get that last time, and I was amazed. It did answer some questions.
Yeah, so go ahead and ask Tammy, because she works with questions. But, you know, I keep hearing, this is really crazy, but I keep hearing, Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your long hair.
I wonder sometimes if my relationship with my husband is something we're working out from a past life.
Oh, I don't think we come down here not working with someone from a past life. Whether it's karmically,
right.
You know, whether it's karmically good or karmically challenging, and we're trying to make karma. So, you know, I'm going to leave Tammy, because she's our guest, to answer all your questions. And you know what, Karen? I'm on tomorrow in the morning. You can call me. But past life with your husband is, oh, definitely. So go ahead. Tammy, sorry.
Right, Karen, I do feel this is something from a past life. And what I'm seeing is, as far as a past life connection, it's more of a brother-sister. Not necessarily that you were brothers and sisters in a past life, but you were very, very close in that you could have been brother-sister. So I do see a very strong, close connection from you. But something happened. There was some sort of jealous or done that caused a rift between you in this past life, and now that's something that you're carrying forward into this life and you're trying to work through. So whenever you have those trust issues, just remind yourself this is something that's coming through from a past life.
Wow, isn't that powerful, Bonnie?
Oh, my
God.
Tammy, you don't even know. You don't even know this caller. And you just hit it on the head, exactly. So you need to keep asking, Tammy. I can feel the question. So go ahead and ask, please. Tammy, you are so right on point, girlfriend.
Oh, that was beautiful. I love this man dearly. The biggest thing in a relationship is trust issues. Sometimes I feel like That's why that he was a soul friend, not a soul lover. And it's almost like my heart breaks because I don't feel that, as I know he loves me, but I don't feel he can be or knows how to be
faithful.
You know, faithful. Thank you. That's a beautiful word. I couldn't find it.
Or you didn't want to face it. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Right. That goes back to the whole brother-sister thing from the past life, this connection. I don't feel that you were actually brothers and sisters. I just feel that your friendship was so close that that's how you were. And that's why you're having that problem now, as far as not really feeling the lover connection with him. This just goes back to your past life. And the trust issues, again, like I said, that's something that happened many, many years ago. I want to say, like, in the early 1800s is when I'm seeing this relationship between the two of you, because I'm seeing you corseted up in this long, flowing dress. And this is how I see the two of you connected.
Wow.
And that's the whole thing, is like learning to trust. It's like, am I learning to trust? Because I'm noticing that in my, you know, I'm opening my heart, but my whole life has just sort of halted to a stop, you know, the abundance, which means I'm off the beam. And it's, I don't know if I'm trying to trust, I'm trying to convince myself to trust because everything's okay, or that I should be listening to my gut. And that, you know, I'm not paying attention, that maybe everything isn't okay. Do you know what I'm saying? It's that
right.
Circle.
Well, definitely be listening to your gut, because you do have your own intuitive powers, and I feel that yours are quite strong. You do have a very strong intuitive ability about you. So do be listening to your gut feeling, your gut emotion, and go with that. I'm not saying divorce the man, leave the man, anything like that, but I do want you to go with your gut feeling.
You're feeling like he's still not being authentic is what I've been afraid to ask.
Right. I that's how I feel.
Yeah.
That's right on, Bonnie, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, you know what, but you know, I do counseling too, and you know how I feel. I know a friend who has been with somebody, and you know, she's been with a husband who does that every once in a while, but she said she cannot live without him. And he said she's his best friend, and he doesn't want to leave her either. So they kind of, you know, they've kind of formed, she doesn't love it, but I would say that they're going to be married for the rest of their life. So I always caution you to be careful what you walk away from. You've got to take a look at what you're walking away from. Sometimes you don't have a choice. So, you know, I know, Karen, you struggle with that, and I don't think anybody would tell you what to do. So decide in your heart what is meant for you. There's some people that can't not live without the person they're with, that they're soulmates, and they have to accept whatever that, you know, that means in their life. Whether you do or you don't, I don't know if you will, but, you know, that's what
I have a dream.
Yeah.
Sorry. I had a dream last night, which was really bizarre, because I was in a situation where he finally let go and didn't want to participate anymore. And I think a lot of it's because he struggles with that. I don't trust him. But the issues, when they come up, it's hard not to pay attention to the signs. And I found myself being absolutely devastated. I was on the floor crying. But in the back of my mind, in my dream, I was thinking, but this is okay, because now the door is open.
And
I thought that was very odd, because it's like I dreaded this, but I'm also excited about it, because now it's time to start living.
Yes, that, you know, that's where the choice is. You know, I love that, because spirit lets you go up to a place, and nobody can tell you what to do. So those are your spiritual life lessons, and nobody's going to tell you. So that's only your life lesson, how you move forward with that. But you're really intuitive, and you know it, and you have to do what's right for you in this lifetime, because we can't choose for you, which I wish you could read Tammy's article on her webpage. It kind of says that.
I took an abundance course, and that was basically what they said. You know, we can really pay attention to what's going on by what's going on in our life. It's a mirror. It's right in front of us. And when the abundance stops and when we feel blocked, it's because I believe we're off the beam and we're not paying attention. So it's time to listen. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Right,
I'll call us back, Karen.
Love you.
Tammy, do you have anything else to say? Before I move on,
Karen,
to a different
I want you to follow your heart, sweetie, and do what you feel is right. That's all you can do. You know, there's only so much that you can do for him. He needs to step up and do for himself. But just follow your heart and do what you feel in your own gut intuition is right.
Okay. Thank you. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Love you.
Thank you. Love you, too. Bye. Hey, listen, good luck, and we love you. You're a sweet soul and a sweet aura. I'm putting you on hold, and you know that we appreciate every time you call. She's just such a lovely, and I know she's intuitive. She's an intuitive artist, actually. So 8415, you are on with Tammy. Hi.
Hi. Hi,
hello.
How are you?
We are doing fabulous. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Kate.
Hi, Kate. I am going to hand you over to Tammy because I talk way too much. So go ahead. Kate, this is Tammy. Tammy, this is Kate.
Hi, Kate. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Tammy.
What is your question today, sweetie?
Do you have cards with you now? Can you do a quick, like, 3-card reading?
Yes, I do have my cards here with me. I want you to focus on yourself. Don't think about anyone else, just about you. And I'm shuffling the cards. Okay, now I'm going to pull 3 cards for you, and we're going to see what they have to say. Oh, the first I have the Knight of Wands. This is showing a young man around you, along with the 2 of Cups, which shows a good happiness. But I also have the 4 of Cups, which is a little bit of depression, mild depression around you. I feel that there's a little bit of anxiety regarding a relationship is what I'm seeing around this reading here. But things are going to get better. Are you currently in a relationship right now, sweetie?
No, the boredom is my work and my career is how I take that. But, no, I'm not in
okay.
any relationship. No, I'd like to be in one.
Well, you will be soon. I have the Knight of Wands, and this is showing me a young man. This is someone who may be a little bit younger than you are or who is very young for his age. But I do see a young individual around you. And the 2 of Cups shows that he's going to make you very happy. But, yes, there is some boredom, a little bit of mild depression around you.
Yeah.
And this certainly has to do with your work. So I feel that you're going to move up. I don't know if you're in a situation
right.
– I don't know if you're in a job situation where you can promote up, but I do see you moving up between now and October. This could be a whole new job for you, or it could be a promotion for
a new
you,
career.
But I do see you moving up.
Wonderful. I'd like a whole new, everything different in my career.
Right. Well, that's what I see happening for you between now and October, and you're not going to be bored or depressed or anything like that anymore. It's going to be very challenging in a very good way.
Good. Oh, that's fabulous. All
Thank
right, well,
you very much.
Great day. And I just heard it's St. Patty's Day. So happy leprechauns.
Yeah.
Happy leprechauns
just want to say,
and gold and everything else. And pot of gold
right.
and everything. What would you like
to
say?
I want to say to Tammy that her voice is very soothing. You know, I'm very sensitive to people's voices. And I just think I could see how you help people just from your voice.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
That's opposed to my voice. It's abrasive, loud, and obnoxious. I get you. Okay.
You lift people up. Everyone has their own thing. You make people happy.
Oh, thank you. I'm only kidding. I know you love me. It's just it's so funny. Have a great day, and thank you for calling.
Right.
We appreciate it.
Thanks
and I love
show.
That. Hey, listen, we appreciate it. And I love that you love my guests because without, you know, my guests, you just have to listen to me. And sometimes that gets a little too obnoxious. So I get it. So have a great day.
All right. You too.
Bye. Oh, I just love that, Tammy. You know, it's all about me. So when they give you a compliment, mine has to come first. You do know that.
Right, I know that.
928, you are on with Tammy. Hi.
Hi.
928, you're on with Tammy.
Yes, hi, this is Alfina.
Alfina.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
I'm good.
How can we help you, Alfina, today?
Well, I just kind of wanted a general reading. I've been going through some really hard stuff and personal problems, like, since November. And I'm just wondering what kind of transitions I need to make or what I need to learn from it.
Okay, I see something involving a child. Do you have a child? This is a young child.
No, I don't.
Okay. I see an issue. Let me elaborate a little bit more on this child. This could be something that's coming back to you from your own childhood, but I'm seeing a young child. This is around the ages of 3 or 4, and I feel this has something to do with what's going on around you right now. But I do feel you do need to make a change. This is definitely a time for you to make a change, and I see a positive change coming for you, and I feel this is going to happen around the month of May. And right now I hear in your voice a little bit of mild depression, a little bit of despondency, but by the month of May, you're going to be in a much better place. I see much more positive things coming for you by May. And there's a decision that you'll have to make between now and May as well.
A decision?
Yes, I see a decision that you're going to have to make. It could have to do with work or your regular source of income.
Okay.
But this issue with the child, this is something you may want to look back to when you were younger and see what happened to you when you were younger, because it is affecting what's going on with you right now.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, Alfina. Okay. This is so crazy. I'm going to tell you, Tammy, you're going to have to do me, but it isn't going to be on the radio. And I don't mean do me. We're both married. I'm just talking about that you have to read a few things for me. 928, you are on with Tammy. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Maggie. How are you? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness gracious. I've got to find our guest. Here we go. Because guess what? I think I muted her. No? Tammy?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I thought I muted you. Oh, my goodness. This is Maggie. Maggie, she's been waiting to talk to you. I hear from people, they've been waiting, and I love you, Maggie. I have not heard from you for a while, and you know we love those trees. Maggie is a tree card reader. So I am so excited you called in. You don't call in anymore, Maggie, that much.
I've been busy. I've been busy studying.
Okay. And are you studying at the mystery school?
No, it's more about the Constitution.
Oh, so we must be in a legal issue. I'm going to hand you over to Tammy since she's our guest. But Tammy, this is Maggie. This woman is such a sweetheart. She works with pranic tubes and everything. So Tammy, this is Maggie. Maggie, this is Tammy.
Hi, Maggie.
Hi,
how are you?
I'm doing okay, I guess. I'm calling in today because I have a wonderful dog that I think I have to put down. He's not doing very well at all, and I'm wondering if you have any insight into my dog, Wolfgang.
I'm sorry, what is your dog's name, sweetie?
Wolfgang.
Wolfgang?
Wolfgang.
Yes, Wolfgang. He's ready to go. He knows his time is near, and he's done what he needed to do in his life. He's ready to go. He's been letting you know that. I see at night that he'll be curling up very close next to you, more so than he used to. I see he's been more loving lately than he usually is. And he's letting you know that he's ready to go.
Does he want me to put him down, or does he want to leave on his own?
No, he wants to be put down. He's tired of the pain and the I'm not seeing so much physical pain as I'm seeing emotional pain, and he's just ready for this, for his time to be up. So he does want to be put down. And this is why
okay.
he's been more loving. He's telling you it's okay. Whenever he's loving up against you, he's telling you it's okay and it's time.
Okay.
How
well,
old
takes,
is he?
He would be 12. He would be 12 in June. He's a Great Dane.
How long do they usually live?
Is that him barking in the background?
Yeah.
Well, but if he why do you think it? Why do you think he needs to be put down? Oh my gosh, I'm gonna cry because I don't like hearing. I don't like hearing that.
No.
I'm not so sure I understand. Why do you feel like or Tammy, I should ask. Why do you feel? Is he sick?
He's been like slowing down so much, and just within the past 2 days, he like barely walks on our walks. He can hardly jump in the car. It's hard for him to move. His abdomen is completely distended, and every time he moves, he groans. And when he does something like physical exertion, like jumping in the car, which is really hard for him, he'll like lay in the back and groan for 5 minutes afterwards.
Yes,
okay.
He feels that his time is up. He's ready to go. I can hear him barking in the background, and he's ready to go.
Does he want to go, like, today or as soon as possible?
I wouldn't do it today. I don't feel that you're ready to do it today. But within the next week, I feel that this is something that needs to take place within the next week.
Will there
okay.
be other signs, Tammy, for her?
Him loving up against her, he's going to be doing that even more. He'll be, like, if you'll be sitting there watching TV, he's going to try to be as close to you as possible. And he's going to continue to do that. He's going to be following you around. Everything you do, he's going to be right there, much more so than he used to be.
Yeah, because he's just lying here groaning now. And he's lost his appetite. I just feel my heart goes out to him.
Right. My heart goes out to you, sweetie. This is a very tough, difficult decision. We recently had to put an animal down back in September, and that was the hardest thing I've ever had to do. It's not an easy thing.
No, it's not.
They're a part of your family, and you just don't want to have to let them go.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm so sorry, Maggie. Listen,
no,
I'm so sorry. One of my dogs asleep. The guy asked me not to. This is when I was younger, and I couldn't take care of him, and I knew he couldn't go to somebody else, and he was 13, and he was blind. I thought he was blind, and then they told me all he did is have diabetes. And he could, you know, I'd have to give him 3 shots a day, but I wasn't home. And I chose to put him down, and I have never gotten over that. So I understand totally. I don't even know what to tell you to do because, you know, I don't believe the dog should suffer. So.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. And happy St. Patrick's Day to everyone.
Happy
thank
St.
You,
Patrick's Day to you. Give the dog a big kiss for all of us.
I will. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. I'm sorry. Bye-bye. Oh, I just hate
that. Oh,
that just
breaks my heart.
You know, I just don't know. I mean, then I want them to leave on their own. Then that way you don't have the guilt. But I don't know, you know, is that fair either, you know. Sometimes I wish if they just were ready to go, they just go. I mean, why do they wait for us to put them to sleep when I really wish they
right.
would just go on their own, you know. So that is what I would, you know, it's just hard for me to, I don't even like eat. To tell you the truth, I'm not a vegetarian, but I kind of wish I was. I don't even like talking about eating animals or eating any part of the animal, but I do, you know, my husband and my son are chefs. So 781, let's get on a cheerier subject. Hi. 781. You are on with Tammy. Okay, I'm gonna move by you. So 781, I'm passing you up. Here we go. 561, you're on with Tammy. Hi.
Hi, Tammy. Hi, Bonnie. Happy St. Patty's Day.
Happy St.
Patty's
Day.
Day to you.
Gold and leprechauns and oh gosh, I see rainbows. Everything right to you and out your way. Who are we speaking with?
Stacy.
Hi, Stacy.
Hi, Stacy.
What can I do for you today? With me chiming in.
Yeah, the same question as an earlier person. Do you see a new love coming this spring or a new job? Like, what do you pick up in that respect or both?
Stacy, I'm seeing both for you, but the job is going to come before the love does. I feel this person, this your love interest, you're going to meet through your new job. There's going to be a work connection there, but be very, very careful dating someone that you work with. You don't want them to be too close in the event that things don't work out. But I do see a love connection with regard to your work.
You sure it's happening through my new job or maybe a fundraiser kind of thing? Oh, so you're saying through somebody at my job.
I'm just seeing a work connection, and this could be like a vendor. This it doesn't necessarily have to be someone that you actually physically work with, but there is a work connection, like a vendor, maybe someone that you meet on your way to or from work, but there is a work connection around this new person that's coming in. And I see this new person coming into your life around June. The job I'm seeing closer to the end of April.
Oh, yeah, I need the job. Between me and you, I need the job first. Yeah, I need the job first. Do you see any what type of job it is? Because I've been diligently looking, and it's been really, really hard. You know, I've been looking, and I don't know if I could get the unemployment. I have to apply in April. Do you see me getting unemployment first to hold me over, or, you know, anything temp coming in?
I do see the unemployment for you, but you do need to contact the staffing agencies. I'm seeing there are two staffing agencies that contract with larger companies. You need to be in contact with them, because what I'm seeing for you is something along the lines of data entry, like medical billing or insurance billing, something like that.
Yeah,
so be in contact with these two staffing agencies.
If I give you initials of the agencies, could you tell me which one seems the strongest? Coming up.
Okay, I can try, yes.
Okay. S, A, or E?
I feel E. Is that for Express personnel?
Yeah.
Yes, I see that Express, they contract with large companies like AIG and places like that. So I do feel you definitely need to be in contact with Express personnel. And you have to specifically ask for these particular jobs. They're not going to just put you on a list for one of these jobs.
You need to specifically ask for it.
Yeah.
It's like Randstad, there's O, there's other ones, but it's like I hear from them, I work like a few months, and then I don't hear for like weeks go by. You know, I want it to be longer term. Do you see the one in April, the one that I get being longer term, like, how long will that last, the one that's coming up in April, the assignment?
The one in April, I see it lasting at least a year. So it will be a long-term assignment for you.
Oh, that's great.
Because, I mean, some places like, do you want a temp for a day, a week? I mean, how is that going to pay anybody's bills? You know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
I know one place. They sent me, you know, for one day a week. They wanted me to travel like 30 miles to work one day a week. I said that's nuts. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
With lower pay.
No, you can't afford that.
That's what I'm trying to say. And I went on an interview earlier on my own through the internet, and it was for like a law office, and I guess they said they rather have someone bilingual, but they'll train for the other stuff. You know what I mean? They'll train. And
right.
And so far, nothing. You know what I mean? But I mean.
Well, I think that Tammy gave you the really best idea and option, because what she's saying is that E has a very good chance of getting you what you want.
Yeah, because
what happened
was the last assignment I thought was going to last me longer, and it just lasted me 4 months. And, you know, jobs don't tell you beforehand. They said you're on a long-term temp. We don't know how long it will be for. You know what I mean? And if I ever have to leave a job, which I don't, I always give 2 weeks' notice. So they don't really, places don't really give you notice. You understand, but you said the next one's going to be longer than the last one.
Right. I see the next one being at least a year, 9 months to a year, but very, very close to a year. And it could turn into
really
something
good.
Permanent as well, because I do see something long-term for you coming up in April.
And you don't...
That's great. I've got to move on because I only have 5 minutes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you both
You're welcome. You're helping at least ease my mind. You call us back because, you know, we love call us and let us know what goes on. You know, I don't like limiting people. We just have a short period of time because Tammy's on only on for a short period of time this time. But she'll be back and she'll be doing the whole, hopefully, 2 hours very shortly. So I thank you for being on, and she gave you a really good tip, so I hope you use it.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Bye-bye. Oh, my gosh, Tammy, I couldn't even be able to tell you how many calls you aren't getting to. So, and we only have 4 minutes left, so guess what? You're going to read for me.
Oh, yay. Okay.
Because with 4 minutes, well, because 4 minutes, I don't think I could fairly put somebody on. And I wouldn't want you to stop your flow or them to not have the chance to answer. So what I'm going to ask everybody is to please call back. You know that I'm on tomorrow morning at 8:30, and Tammy Jones will be joining us, I hope, again soon. Tammy, so let me get to the point here. I don't even know what to ask you because I always ask the same question. So I'll give you a good, I'll tell you what, it isn't my energy vibration, but it's my daughter's, and she's sitting with me. She got into a residency program, but we don't know where. She has 15 schools listed or 13 schools listed in order, and they match by number. So like her first match was Kentucky, her first number is Kentucky, her second one is UT, which is University of Tennessee. I think her fourth one is Beth Israel, and the third one might be UConn. Do you see her getting her first choice, or what do you see?
I see it being the fifth choice. The number five is coming through very, very strong around your daughter right now. So it could be her fifth choice. What is the number five school on the list?
I don't know because I wouldn't be able to. She's sleeping, so I wouldn't be able to ask. She would love to go to Kentucky. How much do you see that coming in?
I do see about an 80% chance of her getting into Kentucky.
Oh, that's a great
number. The odds are pretty good. Yes, the odds are pretty good there for her to get into Kentucky. But the number five is just coming through very, very strong around her.
Isn't that crazy?
It could be that she goes in 5 months. When is this supposed to start?
Well, actually, in 5 weeks is the end of her rotations. She will be done in 5 weeks.
Okay, that could be the number five that I'm getting because I'm getting the number five very, very strongly around her.
And she starts June, which is a sixth number, but she starts, I think, June 21st or 23rd. So 3 and 2 is 5. So she starts on June 23rd.
Okay.
Now, I don't know what her fifth choice is, so I wouldn't be able to tell you, but it would be very interesting to see. We'll know tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Tomorrow at 1 o'clock? Well, that's good. I hope you let me know.
Oh, I definitely will. The other question is this. So I know that I've been waiting for somebody to pick this me up to be on a radio, like a FM, AM, or Sirius radio kind of thing. Do you see that coming for me? And do you see that somebody has listened to the show already?
I do feel that someone has listened to the show already. I feel this is something that happened back in February, and they have been talking about you. And, you know, this is something we talked about last time. I see it happening sooner rather than later. I do see this coming for you before the end of 2017. I see you being picked up.
Yay! Well, you know what? I just have, you know, my mind, Tammy, because there's nothing else. Because you know what the thing is? I know for myself how I feel, just like you know for yourself. So I don't always, I mean, I have like in the only other question I have, and we've got 1 minute left, and actually I'm going to ask you, do you see my son going to school in Ottawa, Canada? Or to Johnson and Wales. He's in a chef school and he has to finish his bachelor's degree and he wants to do a pastry Do you see him do his pastry somewhere and a voucher somewhere?
Yes, I see the pastry happening at the second school that you mentioned. I didn't understand the first part of it, but I got the Wales part of it. So I do see him doing pastry
and
there.
Yes.
Johnson
okay,
and
good.
Wales. That's what I'm seeing for him.
Thank you. You are wonderful. You have 33 seconds left. Those are the only things. And I ask them every time. So, and I still know that I'm just waiting. And I know one of them will be answered tomorrow. And I do feel Johnson and Wales. So you and I are on the same page. Please give everybody how to get a hold of you because you do this for a living.
They can email me at Tammy, T-A-M-I, at Tammy-Jones.com. Or they can visit my... I'm also on Facebook under Psychic Amarillo, and then I have my website at TammyTAMI-Jones.com.
Well, Tammy, we are out of time. I love that you gave us 60 minutes. You are a pleasure. It's an honor to have you. And everybody,
thank you
for waiting on, staying, and thank you for chatting, guys. We have the best audience in the world, and I want to thank you again for coming. Remember, you are listening to Tammy Jones. Please give her a call or look her up on our website. And, Tammy, we would love to have you back.
Thank you. I look forward to being back. I really enjoyed it, Bonnie, and I appreciate the opportunity as well.
Thank you, Tammy. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, sweetie. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye-bye.